I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we're back with Ralph Keyes, author of the new book, I Love It When You Talk Retro.
He explores the origins of terms that Americans use, even if they're too young to remember where these terms came from.
Take a phrase like drink the Kool-Aid. Now, that refers back to the 1978 episode where the followers of the Reverend Jim Jones obeyed his orders to commit suicide.
In Jonestown.
In Jonestown, Guyana, by drinking a flavored fruit drink.
Which was not Kool-Aid.
It was Flavor-Aid. For a long time, you didn't hear the phrase, drink the Kool-Aid. Then, and I sort of tracked this, you began to see references several years later to drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. And now we say drink the Kool-Aid whenever we want to refer to somebody who slavishly follows the orders or the ideology or the path of another person. And I think we'll be using that for quite a while.
That's used in a lot of corporate references, isn't it? Sort of like they drank the corporate Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
I've got to ask you about a term that I've heard forever, and I'm never sure what it meant. Catbird seat. What is a catbird seat?
Okay, now a catbird is a bird that sits at the top of a tree and kind of caws and in essence directs the action. And this became a phrase in the South, to be in the catbird seat, you know, to be in charge of things or, you know, really in a good place. And the Brooklyn Dodgers announcer Red Barber began to use this phrase a lot. Are you sitting in the catbird seat? Or he's sitting in the catbird seat. He said he picked it up in a poker game in Cincinnati from a from a Southern player.
And that was so long ago. That was when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn before they moved to Los Angeles.
That's right.
This is so tied. This book is so tied to American history and culture. How can you help our listeners who speak English as a foreign language learn some of these terms and, in essence, learn a lot more about American culture?
Well, one way would be to read my book.
Read your book, of course. After all, it takes two to tango, right?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, tangos became popular in this country following on what were called animal dances. And animal dances were similar to today's, you know, rock dances where you dance pretty much separately. But then tango took over, and tango, you know, you really had to dance in synchronization with your partner. So then the phrase, it takes two to tango, became popular. Now, this was kind of a double entendre also, but it's endured as a phrase since the 1920s. I once saw, you know, during the crisis in the Balkans, when the Albanians accepted a proposal to end the fighting in Kosovo that had already been spurned by the Serbs, a Russian diplomat said, it takes two to tango.
How can our listeners get a handle on some of these retro terms?
Well, I think the idea is in the case of retro terms, is less to study language and more to study social history. So I think there are any number of good books out there on social history. I'm thinking, for example, of David Halberstam's book on the 50s. Jane and Michael Stern put out very good books on pop culture. And in reading them, you will, I think, find in case after case after case that you're beginning to see where some of the phrases come from that you hear all the time that are rooted in our history.
Or do an internet search. Or do an internet search. Because a lot of these terms really haven't evolved like slang.
No. They're very rooted in a very specific episode in history, a movie, a television show, a radio show, a product. I mean, you hear all the time about secret decoder rings. get out your secret decoder rings and try to figure this one out.
That was a promotional item in breakfast cereals. Breakfast cereal.
But, you know, Avi, the interesting thing is, I always assume, like everyone else, well, yeah, there were secret decoder rings all over the place and on kids' fingers in the 40s and 50s. I looked into it. Actually, there were lots of secret decoder badges and pins, no rings.
Author Ralph Keyes, his new book is called I Love It When You Talk Retro.
You can find part one of our interview at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.